Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Kerr. This year's Golden Globe Award winners were recently announced on January 9th via their social media. What I'm about to do is read out the winners in each of the movie categories and give my thoughts on them. That way, those of you who didn't follow along with the winners announcement made by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association can be kept in the know. For Best Foreign Language Film, the Golden Globe went to Drive My Car. I haven't seen it yet, though I'm aware of all the buzz it's been getting. It also looks like the frontrunner to win the Oscar for Best International Feature Film at the moment. For Best Animated Feature Film, the Golden Globe went to Encanto. For those who've listened to my previous podcast, you should know that I saw and quite liked this movie. While my personal vote would have gone to Raya and the Last Dragon, Encanto was my runner-up, so I don't begrudge its win here at all, and I certainly won't if it goes on to repeat at the Oscars. For Best Original Song, the Golden Globe went to No Time to Die from No Time to Die. Funny enough, as the latest James Bond movie kept getting delayed because of COVID-19, people were joking if Billie Eilish's theme song was still going to be eligible at this point because it debuted shortly before the movie was originally going to come out in the spring of 2020. Well, it still is not only given the win here, but it also made the Oscar shortlist for a Best Original Song nomination, which it is widely expected to get. No Time to Die winning is no surprise because the previous two James Bond movies, 2012's Skyfall and 2015's Spectre, both managed to pull off wins in this category, it's the Globes, before going on to eventually repeat at the Oscars. Will Billie Eilish follow that same trajectory this year? We'll see. For Best Original Score, the Golden Globe went to Dune. This is the third prize the Hollywood Foreign Press has bestowed upon composer Hans Zimmer. His two previous wins were for 1994's The Lion King and 2000's Gladiator. I think he is very deserving of the award because I thought he crafted such an epic musical score for Dune, which in my opinion, along with the incredible sound work, fired on all cylinders throughout the film. To this day, Hans Zimmer still only has one Oscar for The Lion King. Will he finally win a second this year? That is something only time will tell. For Best Screenplay, the Golden Globe went to Belfast. Unlike the other major award shows such as Critics' Choice, WGA, BAFTA, and the Oscars, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association only has one writing category. They don't have two separate awards for adapted and original, just one Best Screenplay prize. As for Belfast winning, this is the first Golden Globe for Sir Kenneth Branagh. I'm sure he's glad to have won it for a project that means so much to him as this. Is a first Academy Award for the veteran actor-director coming up next? Well, of the previous six Golden Globe winners for Best Screenplay, only one of them actually went on to repeat at the Oscars, which was Green Book back in 2018. In 2015, Steve Jobs pulled a surprise in this category at the Globes, yet was snubbed by the Academy. In 2016, La La Land pulled a surprise in this category at the Globes, yet lost the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay to Manchester by the Sea. In 2017, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri won the Globe, yet lost the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay to Get Out. In 2019, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won the Globe, but lost the Oscar to Parasite. Last year, The Trial of the Chicago 7 won the Globe, but lost the Oscar to Promising Young Woman. So we'll see how Belfast does in the long run. For Best Director, the Golden Globe went to Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog. This is the first prize the Hollywood Foreign Press has bestowed upon the veteran Australian filmmaker. She may have won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay for The Piano back in 1993, but she lost the Globe for both writing and directing that movie to Schindler's List. Jane has also been sweeping through a lot of critics' awards in this category for her work on The Power of the Dog. Will she become the third woman in history to win the Oscar for Best Director? We're gonna have to wait and see, but I have a feeling she will. For Best Supporting Actress, the Golden Globe went to Ariana DeBose, West Side Story. The role of Anita already won Rita Moreno a Golden Globe and an Oscar for her performance in the 1961 version. Whenever we see the same character win multiple performers' Oscars, it has so far been if the characterization is different. Like in 1972, Marlon Brando won a Best Actor Oscar for his performance as Vito Corleone in The Godfather. 2 years later, Robert De Niro won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for playing a younger version of Vito Corleone during flashbacks in The Godfather Part 2. In 2008, Heath Ledger won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for playing the Joker in The Dark Knight. In 2019, Joaquin Phoenix won a Best Actor Oscar for starring in a movie about the origin of the iconic Batman villain titled Joker. Here, Ariana DeBose is playing Anita in a retelling of West Side Story, so it doesn't offer up that different of a characterization from what Rita Moreno worked with 60 years ago. So we'll see what happens throughout the remainder of the season. For Best Supporting Actor, the Golden Globe went to Cody Smith-McPhee, The Power of the Dog. While not too surprising given how well he has done with critics' prizes, it still kind of is given that he's only 25 years old. Actors around that age don't typically win major awards, although it is usually easier for young actresses to do so, which is why I'm currently not 100% convinced Cody will win the Oscar. I need to see him sweep the season first before deciding whether or not I'll settle on him in my final predictions. For Best Actress in a Comedy Musical, the Golden Globe went to Rachel Zegler, West Side Story. Unlike Ariana DeBose, Rachel wasn't taking on an Oscar-winning role in West Side Story. Granted, Natalie Wood wasn't even recognized by the Globes nor the Academy for her performance as Maria in the 1961 version, though to be fair, she did receive nominations from both groups that year for another movie she starred in, Splendor in the Grass. With that being said, I really liked Rachel's performance in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story. In fact, I think I might even prefer her take on Maria to Natalie Wood's from the 1961 iteration. Issues of race aside, I thought Natalie gave quite a lovely performance in the latter. However, I thought Rachel was not only perfect in terms of ethnicity, but also in terms of her strong acting and stunning vocals. So good for her to get this Golden Globe win, especially given how in 2019 she went right from high school to starring in this movie. For Best Actor in a Comedy Musical, the Golden Globe went to Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom. This was the win that made me the happiest because it was literally my favorite performance of last year. When Andrew Garfield was cast in the starring role of a movie musical, people weren't sure what to make of it because, as great of an actor he can be, they weren't sure what kind of background he previously had in musicals, which is actually none. Andrew spent a year taking voice lessons to prepare for this, and it really paid off. Not only did he hold his own alongside the more experienced musical theater performers in the cast, but his acting on display as Jonathan Larson is quite extraordinary. He gets to play with a variety of different emotions that range from energetic to anxious to relatable, so I'm very glad that the Globes went for him. For Best Actress in a Drama, the Golden Globe went to Nicole Kidman being the Ricardos. This was definitely a surprise. Despite being the lone representation for her film, I played it safe by predicting Kristen Stewart to win here for her performance as Princess Diana in Spencer. She was previously the frontrunner in this category when the film first premiered at the festivals back in the fall, yet Nicole Kidman ended up winning her fifth Golden Globe Award for her performance as Lucille Ball in Being the Ricardos. Kristen may be my personal winner, but Nicole was actually my runner-up. I thought she not only gave such a strong-willed performance in the movie, but her chemistry with Javier Bardem's Desi Arnaz was very three-dimensional, so I'm not mad at Nicole Kidman's win at all. For Best Actor in a Drama, the Golden Globe went to Will Smith, King Richard. When the movie premiered at the festivals back in the fall, Will was seen as an early frontrunner for the Best Actor Oscar for his performance. His win here should help him hang on to that status. We'll see how he fares at SAG and Critics' Choice coming up. If he ends up going all the way, I won't be mad because I quite liked his performance in King Richard. For Best Motion Picture Comedy Musical, the Golden Globe went to West Side Story. Prior to the winner's announcement, I wasn't sure how well the movie itself was going to do. In 2018, a number of predictors, myself included, thought the most recent iteration of A Star Is Born, which at that point in the season was an early frontrunner for the Oscar, had the Golden Globe for Best Motion Picture Drama locked up. Yet, Bohemian Rhapsody managed to beat it. That not only ended up being the first signal of how Star Is Born wasn't going to be as strong as we thought it would be early on, but also how it wasn't going to be taken seriously as a top-tier contender because it was a remake. Since West Side Story was a retelling of a story that already spawned a beloved film adaptation from 60 years ago, I wondered if it was going to follow a similar trajectory. Yet it ended up sharing the most wins of the night, 3, with our drama champion. I guess it shouldn't be that surprising, because usually if there's a well-respected musical in contention at the Globes, it comes out on top. While I'm personally more in the like and respected but don't love it camp on Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, I'm not mad at its win here at all. For Best Motion Picture Drama, the Golden Globe went to The Power of the Dog. That movie has been a bit of a frontrunner since it premiered at the festivals back in the fall. The win here does help keep The Power of the Dog's chances alive, and what is worth noting is that the last time I correctly predicted the winner in this category was way back in 2016 when Moonlight won. Since then, I predicted The Shape of Water to win in 2017 instead of Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, I predicted A Star Is Born to win in 2018 instead of Bohemian Rhapsody, I predicted The Irishman to win in 2019 instead of 1917, and I predicted The Trial of the Chicago 7 to win last year instead of Nomadland. Well, that losing streak ended this year because I correctly played it safe and predicted The Power of the Dog, so good on me there. Will Power of the Dog continue its momentum into Oscar night with a Best Picture win? We'll see. So that just about does it for my recap of this year's Golden Globe winners. Stay tuned for updates as award season continues. If you love this show, please leave us a review. Go to ratethispodcast.com/carereviewspodcast and follow the simple instructions. Feel free to subscribe to wherever you get this podcast. If you'd like to find more content from me, please visit my website, which is www.carereviews.net. You can also find it on Twitter at @carereviews and me at @JeffreyCare. Thanks for listening, and I will see you all later.